knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Yeah, and the only seat on the bus was next to this cute little redhead, so I sidled up to her and I said, Chrissy, did you forget to lock the door this morning?
Her name was Chrissy too? Come on, look, look. Chrissy, did you forget to lock the door?
Why is it always Chrissy? Did you forget to lock the door?
Why isn't it Jack? Did you forget to lock the door? Or Janet, did you forget to lock the door? No, it's always Chrissy, Chrissy, Chrissy.
Did you forget to lock the door?
Yes.
What's going on, Mr. Furley?
What's the matter?
Well, I came up here to collect $100 you still owe me on the rent.
Well, you don't have to threaten us.
Oh, will you listen? I just caught a burglar.
Huh?
Why is a burglar in our bathroom?
Well, Jack, even burglars have to...
Chris! No. He was in Jack's room, but he heard me and he ran in there, so I blocked the door. My mind works with lightning speed in these situations.
Yeah. Well, how's your running speed? Because the door you blocked opens in.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Jack! Jack! The doorknob's turning! He's coming out!
Get back, girls!
Oh.
Not you, Mr. Furley!
Right. Relax, everybody. I'll handle this.
Oh, I'm not relaxed.
Okay! Come on out! We're the police! We got you surrounded! You're supposed to be a burglar.
Well, I'm not. You're supposed to be a policeman?
Only on rainy days.
Better stay back.
Huh?
It's probably very strong for his size.
Mr. Furley, he's just a kid.
That could be a disguise.
How old are you? 12. Gee, I'm sorry, but the front door was open.
Why did you come upstairs in the first place?
Oh, well, I thought a friend of mine lived here, and I saw the open door and walked in.
Oh, he's stonewalling. The police will get it out of him.
The police?
No, Mr. Furley, hey, no need to call the police. We can handle this.
Hey, really? What's your name?
Billy Todson.
Hi, Billy. I'm Janet. This is Chrissy.
Hi.
And that's Mr. Furley and Jack.
What is this, welcome wagon? He's a housebreaker. The kid's a criminal.
Let's hear him out, Mr. Furley. I don't think we're in any immediate danger.
Where do you live?
With some foster parents. Well, I ran away because I just had to get outside.
Your foster parents don't let you go outside?
Well, they always say I can go out when I'm done with my chores, but there's so many I never get finished.
Whoa, how'd you get away?
I had to jump from a bedroom window. I hurt my knee. Ow.
Oh. Well, come on over. Here, we'll take it easy. There you go, easy, easy. Come on,
yeah. Over here. Now sit down.
Sit down? The kid's a crook.
Hey, why don't you call your foster parents? They're probably worried about you.
No, they go to the racetrack all day. They won't be home for hours.
Oh.
Well, in that case, you'll just have to stay right here with us till they get home. Right, Jack?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, wait a minute. Right below us is my apartment just full of priceless art.
Priceless means it's not worth anything.
Look, Mr. Furley, we'll make sure that the kid stays up here with us, okay?
All right, he's your responsibility, but I want him back where he belongs before dark. I got my other tenants to think of.
All right.
All right.
And I'd appreciate it if you'd have the rest of the rent tonight.
$100. Coming your way. Okay.
It's not easy being a landlord, you know. Gives you an idea of what the presidency must be like.
What are you gonna do with me?
Well, how about if we cook you a nice hot dinner?
Super! I only get one meal a day where I live.
Oh!
Golly, in that case, you better get on in that bathroom and wash up, because we're gonna stuff you full of hot food.
Thanks.
Oh, sure.
Oh. Have you ever heard anything so tragic in your whole life?
Oh, sure. Oliver Twist, Little Orphan Annie.
Come on. You think that sweet little boy is lying?
Well, please, I mean...
Oh, men are always so unsympathetic.
Yeah.
Baloney!
Oh, yeah. Well, then how come there are more women nurses than men?
Because there are more men who get sick because of women.
Oh, yeah? Well, here are two women getting sick because of a man.
Okay, let's not start. All right, look, there's some beef stew on the stove. Why don't you two go get dinner ready? I want to talk to Billy and see if I can get the truth out of him.
No, what are you going to do? Torture him? That always works.
Hi, let me hang your jacket up.
Wait
a minute. This is my high school track trophy. It was in my closet.
How'd it get in my jacket? Are you sure it's yours?
Of course I'm sure it's mine. Why would you want to steal an old track trophy?
It's the only thing I wanted. Besides, I'm too slow to win one myself.
Now, you listen to me, fella. You can't be
walking around... Please, don't beat me! Don't hurt me! Leave me alone! What are you doing? You should be ashamed of yourself! Are you all right, honey?
Oh, yeah. Now that you're here.
He yelled at me just because I didn't want to talk about his old high school trophy. Oh. I don't blame you.
Oh, Jack.
He took this out of my closet.
Oh, sure. I bet he's been searching for it for weeks.
Oh, wait a minute, Chrissy.
You be nice to him, Jack. Here, here's something to tide you over until you get your dinner, okay?
Oh, good.
Not you. You already had one meal today.
Thanks, Chrissy. You're just like a real mom.
Oh. Well, you know, Jack's really a nice person. He just hasn't been around children very much.
I live with you, don't I?
I'll put these over here for you, Billy.
You ought to be in politics.
Nah, it's too crooked.
Come here. Sit down.
What do you want?
I want the truth.
Huh?
Now, first of all, how did your foster parents get you?
What?
Well, I mean, did they buy you at the supermarket or rent you from Hertz or what?
They got me at an orphanage and they beat me and make me work all day long.
Wait a second. You said that they were at the track all day long. What do? Run home between races? Well, what is it?
Yeah, what?
No, yeah. What's the story, man?
You're getting me all mixed up.
Oh, I am? Well, let's go tell the little girls your fairy tale, all right? Come on.
Hey. No, don't lock me in the closet without dinner.
Oh, take your hands off him.
I know, Janet. I'm not.
You're not what? I saw with my own eyes what you were doing.
Listen, I want to talk to you.
I'll be back, Billy.
All right, now, there's something that smells fishy around here.
I thought you said we're having beef stew.
Get over here. I'm talking about Billy. I think we should check out his story with his foster parents and call him right now.
No.
Why?
Because we're going to wait until he has at least one decent meal.
Yeah.
Hope it's okay. I found these. Are they yours?
No, they're Chrissy's.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She wears them on dates.
Stop kidding me. Hey, will you teach me how to box?
After what you just pulled?
If you teach me how to box, I'll be nice.
All right. I'll show you a little sample, okay? But I'll take it easy on you, not be too fancy, okay? All right. No, you stand sideways, bend your knees a little bit, okay? See? Yeah. Now, the most important thing is you keep up your guard like this. See, that makes it impossible to get hit.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a cinch.
That's cheating, you little monster. What do you get off doing that
for? Oh, my stomach, my head, my chin.
Jack, you monster.
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size, you big bully?
All right, get it, Chrissy. I want you to call his foster parents right now.
You better do it, Chrissy, before Billy gets killed.
Yeah.
What's your number, Billy?
555-4945.
555-4945. 555-4945. 555.
Just dial it!
555-4945. You can call, they won't care. They have other foster kids, and sometimes they even forget who I am.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, Janet, don't listen to him. If he sticks out his tongue, you can see it's permanently forked.
Hi, we have a little boy of yours here named Billy Todson. Billy Todson. Todson. Really? Oh, well, he hung up on me.
I told you.
Oh, you poor little thing.
That settles it, Billy. You're not going back there.
What? He can't stay here.
Of course he can. And you be nice to him, Jack, or you're going to have fold away teeth. Gosh, that little Billy. He ate so much dinner, he couldn't wait to take a nap. Well, it's one sleepy little orphan.
I bet he's not even an orphan. His parents are just hiding.
Look, Jack, no matter what you say, Billy is staying with us until we're sure he has the right kind of foster parents.
It's too bad Bonnie and Clyde aren't available.
Oh, Chrissy, we better get going. They're going to be closing soon.
Wait.
What?
Where are you guys going?
To the market. We have to get some milk for Billy's breakfast. Can you think of anything else he needs?
Yeah, a muzzle and a strong leash.
It's safe to leave him alone with little Billy.
Well, yeah, as long as he's asleep, he won't hurt me.
Oh, Jack, you're terrible.
Oh, come on, don't worry. I'll look after the little angel.
I'm here for the $100.
Oh.
Look, my brother gets downright vicious when I'm late with the rent receipts.
Well, that's Jack's department.
Yes, Mr. Furley, speak to Jack. Oh, but would you whisper, please?
All right.
Thank you.
Jack?
Yes?
That little boy's gone, isn't he?
Well, you don't see him around here, do you?
Well, then why are we whispering?
Shh, you'll wake him.
Are you still here? I told you I wanted him out of here.
Actually, Mr. Furley, the girls thought it'd be okay with you if he could just hang around here.
Are you kidding? My brother would cut off my allowance like that.
Oh, hi, Billy.
I heard what you said about me having to get lost.
Well,
no. No, it's okay. I can't stay here freeloading off you anyway. It's time I got out in the world and got started on my life's ambition.
What's that?
Well, see, all my life I've had this dream. I mean, I think it's the most important job in this whole wide world. I want to manage an apartment building.
Wait a second, you mean you want to be a landlord?
Oh, yeah. I'm just not sure I'm smart enough.
Believe me, you're smart enough.
You really want to be a landlord?
Oh, yes, sir. I read a book once that said you're supposed to shoot for the stars.
Well, this may shake you up, but I just happen to be an apartment manager. A landlord.
Wow, a real live landlord!
Oh, come off it,
Will
Billy!
Stop interrupting? I'm trying to talk to this nice young man. You know, Billy, being a landlord is fascinating work.
It takes a lot of know-how.
I wish I could stay and learn from you. But I have to get out, so...
Well, no, wait a minute. If it means that much to you...
Wait, let me tell you something about
this
kid.
You don't have to
here.
Tell me anything. I can see what a bright, sincere boy he is. Billy, how would you like me to teach you the tricks of the trade?
Would you really, Mr. Furley?
You bet I would. And I'm going to start by showing you the nerve center of this complex. My apartment.
Wow, a dream come true.
Oh, Jack, don't think I've forgotten about the rent money you owe. $100, due tonight.
That's your first lesson.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We got the stuff for Billy.
Oh, yeah?
Don't touch. Janet, come quick.
What, Chrissy? Chrissy,
what is it?
Billy's gone, Jack. What did you do with him?
Well, he got a little too close to the edge of the balcony, and I just...
Jack, stop kidding.
Okay, no, sir. He's downstairs with Furley. Furley's teaching him how to be a landlord.
Jack, stop kidding.
No, it's true.
Jack, I'll get the door. Billy, come on in. You okay?
Sure.
Oh, good.
Oh, Jack. Can I talk to you alone for a minute?
What are you gonna do to me?
Just come on.
You heard him. It was his idea. All right, now, no more tricks, man. You can fool Furley, but not me, all right?
Listen. I know you're short $100 for rent money, so I want you to have this.
Uh-huh. Where'd you get this $100?
It just sort of fell into my hands.
Didn't. Tell me you didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, God, you did. Come here. Just sit right down there and don't move a muscle. Not even a little finger. You're liable to hook something with it. Girls, this is it. He's really done it this time. Look at this. He took $100 from Furley to pay our rent.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Chrissy, he stole it.
Are you sure?
How would I get $100?
This is terrible. Now, what are we going to do?
Well, I know. I can sneak down to Furley's apartment and slip it in his desk before he even misses it.
Oh, great. We'll see you in 3 to 5 years.
Come on, Chrissy. This is robbery.
Then when you're putting it back, then it's givery.
All right, listen. Here's what we're going to do. Okay?
What?
Okay, the three of us are going to...
Darn. Oh, hi. Look, kids, I don't have much time. I'm having dinner with my brother, and if I'm late, he makes me wash the dishes.
Mr. Furley, we won't be long. We just wanted to tell you how grateful we are to you for helping little Billy.
Oh, that was a pleasure. Look, he's a fine lad.
You sure look uptight, Mr. Furley.
Well, I'm always tense when I'm going to see my brother.
Tense? He said tense. Mr. Furley, we happen to have just the thing for tense, right, Chrissy?
Right.
What? Yoga?
Oh, right, yoga! Come with us.
Come on, Mr. Furley.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Mr. Furley, first, how would you like to try standing on your head?
How would you like to try taking a flying leap?
Okay, sit down and relax.
What are you doing?
This is how I relax.
That figures. Tippy toes.
Mr. Furley, please, will you concentrate?
Okay? Yeah. Now, close your eyes and look inside your head. Do you see anything?
No.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of what?
Your resistance, of course. Mr. Furley, please, just concentrate now. Do you see anything?
No, I told you there's nothing inside my head. What was that?
What was what?
I heard a slam.
A slam. Well, that's very good. That's very good to hear a slam because that's progress. It's progress. It means you have slammed the door to your outer consciousness and the road to your inner consciousness is wide open.
Well, sounds like a long trip and I don't have time. I gotta get going.
No, Mr. Furley.
No, Mr. Furley, we weren't stealing any money from you.
Oh, yeah? Then what were you doing with your hand in my drawers?
Well, Oh, I didn't want to tell you this, Mr. Furley, but little Billy stole $100 from you and gave it to me, so I was...
Oh, how low can you get? Trying to get out of a tight spot by putting the blame on an innocent little kid.
It's true, believe me.
Believe you? After all that Yogi Bear stuff?
Well, I had $1,600 in here. Let's just see how much is left.
$1,700. Aha! There's an extra $100 in here.
An extra $100? How did that happen?
Inflation?
Mr. Furley, I put that $100 in there.
Well, why didn't you give it to me?
That's a good question. Isn't that a great question? You know, Mr. Furley, when the chips are down, you come up with great questions.
Well, thank you.
What's the answer?
Well, you don't fool me for a minute. I've got to get over to my brother's. We'll take this up when I get back. Oh, hi, Billy. Keep an eye on them for me, will you?
What was that all about?
Listen to me, Billy. If you didn't steal the $100 from Furley, where did you get it?
My chauffeur brought it.
My chauffeur? Can't you ever tell the truth?
He is telling the truth, sir. Master Billy called and said he needed this week's allowance.
You're his chauffeur?
For the Totson family.
Boy, they must be paying foster parents a bundle now.
Look, I don't have any foster parents. I made the whole story up so I'd keep out of trouble. And then I had to keep going on with it so you'd keep liking me.
Oh.
He runs away a lot. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 days before we track him down.
He never would have got me this time if I didn't call about the money.
$100?
Billy, but how come you run away?
He gets bored.
Bored? I mean, you must have a big house. You got a chauffeur. I mean, with all that money, how could you possibly get bored?
Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
We have to be leaving now, Master Billy.
Well, that's the story of my life. For so long. Hey, I had a great time, and thanks a lot.
Oh, bye, Billy. Bye.
Hey, hang on. Billy, hang on a second, okay? I know how much you like that old track trophy of mine, so I'll tell you what. I'll let you have it.
Well, thanks. I knew you were going to say that, so I took it.
Are you sure, Billy? Oh, well, thank you very much. Hey, listen, you come and visit with us sometime, okay? All right, bye-bye. How about that, Billy? He won't let us pay back the $100.
Oh, what a terrific kid.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, it was such fun taking care of him, tucking him in at night and kissing him and everything.
Yeah, it was kind of like having a little brother around the house.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss him.
Me too.
Oh, I hate to see you girls feeling so down. If you really want a little brother, here I am.
Hi, sis. Hi, blonde sister. Can you help me get undressed and tuck me into bed? Why? How about you, dark-haired sister? Help me do
that. Oh, okay, little Jackie.
Thank you.
Sure. But first, we better go wash behind your ears.
Don't pull the hair.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.